regarding that this year we get three extra mitzvot, Eruv Tafshilin, once this week on Wednesday, and then also by the Yamim Tovim. So it's a good thing that a person should put a reminder, I mean, online, the constantly put, I'm sure, but the person, you know, it could be people that, you know, like me, are forgetful. Good to have some kind of sign about Eruv Tafshilin, not to forget, right? And also, we should know that there is, the Ben Ish Chai says, there's a minhag to wear white on Rosh Hashanah. And this is, you know, we want lachzir atarei Rosh Hashanah, we want to revive old Persian minhagim. Apparently in Iran also there was a minhag on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to wear white. Iran Qadim. Man, I remember my father, as Zichron Lachrim, said that when a person would get engaged, Khanabadiya Arus would buy for Damad a white suit. A white suit by Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. So it's a good idea, you know. See, I once spoke to Rav Hacham, to Rav Hillel. He told me where, you know, he said he used to wear, he wears a white white suit and everything on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even a hat, everything. So he told me you could wear a kittel. But kittel is an Ashkenazi thing. So I bought a kittel, but I don't use it. So I bought, Baruch Hashem, a couple of years ago, a white suit. Again, you know, people have sometimes shalom bayit issues to do that, etc. But if there is no, agi maqamot ejazah midan, it's a good idea to wear white. Ben Ish Chai says, and your wonder was in minhag, to wear white. And don't forget to go to mikveh. We spoke the Kavanot, and we know that, you know, we're going to talk later about Shofar, but there is a minhag that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, this year it's going to be Thursday, Achar Tfilat HaMincha B'Yom HaRishon Shel Rosh Hashanah Holchim Al Yad Nahar O Bor Mayim, right? People go to a river, it says, or some kind of body of water, right? To say the Tashlich. And a person doesn't have to cause bitul Torah for this. And they say, if a person could just take a bowl of water, you touch the Oban Begiran, you could say the tashlich on that, right? So, I remember whenever I came, first moved to Pico, people used to walk all the way, just push the Yula. We used to do tashlich there. But it's not really recommended. Also, it's ta'aruvot. You have ladies go, ta'aruvot go. You know, it's not worth it. I think you go there with more avonot than coming back. You're coming back with more avonot than instead of tashlich. So really, you know, I do not recommend to do tashlich in a place that there is ta'aruvot, right? That ladies, you know, frum, you know. You know, it's not recommended. What we do here, over here, Moshlangi Abbas Mukanim, we say Tashlich. It's like running water, like, you know. Why do we do that? And we know, but we say Tashlich, which is what called Yom Kol Chatotam. So we shake, which is a Kotamon Tekum Midim, symbolically, to get rid of the Avonot. What is the source for this? We all know. The Midrash says, it says, V'chi ma'achar she'en derech merubah kukach me'Be'er Sheva la'Har HaMoriah. From Be'er Sheva to Har HaMoriah, it's probably less than a year, less than a day walking or on a donkey. You know, if you go, you know, Alan Jake Sefarate, you know, the American Embassy in Jerusalem is in Arnona. So in Arnona, once I took a group, there is a beautiful tatzpit. And you know, the guy told us that this is Avraham Avinu came from, right? When he was going to Har HaMoriah, he passed right there near the American Embassy in Yerushalayim, in Arnona. So you see, the Midrash says, this is not such a long distance. In Ken Lama, hitakev Avraham Avinu shlosha yamim. Why 3 days? from Be'er Sheva to come to Har HaMoriah. Ela Shaya Satan Ma'akev. The Midrash says, you know why it took 3 days? Because the Satan was Ma'akev. Didn't want to let, you know, it became a river, became all kinds of, you know, and Avraham Avinu went into the water. He wasn't, deterred not to. Avraham and Yitzchak, right, they entered the waters to their neck. They were drowning from the Satan. Tala Avraham Avinu Tevla Shamayim. Avraham Avinu Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Olamim. Nigleta Alai V'amarta Li. You came to me and you said, Ani Yachid V'ata Yachid Hoda Shemi V'chol HaOlam. You asked me to sanctify your name in the whole world. And you said, Hale Bin Chol HaOlam. V'lo Yirati Yachad V'recha. This was the most difficult Nisayon of Avraham Avinu. Right? Right away by Hashem Abraham, I came to do the mitzvah. In Beni Yitzchak Tovea, if Yitzchak is going to drown here, so how you wanted Kiddush Hashem to come? How is this Kiddush Hashem is going to come about? Hoshia Hashem, Kibau Mayim Ad Nafesh. Hoshia Hashem, save us. Right? So Miad Ga'ar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Basatan V'Halach Lo. This, the tefillah of Avraham Avinu, when he gave him Ma'amad Nafesh, caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goer, nahib zad, the Satan, v'halach lo. U'bezohar HaKadosh, katuv, the Zohar says, she'agadat Yitzchak ha'ita b'yom Rosh Hashanah. The Zohar HaKadosh says, agadat Yitzchak happened on Rosh Hashanah. So that's another reason for shofar also. Right, because this Agedah was, right, and the Tchiyat Shofar, it's also, we want the Zechut of Agedah. V'lachen gor'im anu b'Torah b'yom zet Parashat Agedah. And that's the reason that on Rosh Hashanah, how come we do Parashat Agedah on Rosh Hashanah? Because the Agedah, as Zohar says, Agedah was on Rosh Hashanah. Al-ken osim at tashlich adi anahar. That's the reason that we go to a body of a water and we say tashlich kiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu. יזכור לנו ביום הזה את מסירות נפשם של אברהם בנה. To remember the מסירות נפש of אברהם אבינו. And רבותיי, reflecting on current events, on Shabbat I was thinking, we say, הודו, before ברוך שאמר, 21 כאילו עולם חסדוז, right, and you know it's against, you know, the 26 generations that the world, as you said before, Matan Torah. What do we say that all the lemakim lachim gedolim ve'arig lachim adirim leog melech abashan kiru lam chasto benatan arzam lenachala kiru lam chasto nachala yisrael avdo kiru chasto shebishifut, right? Banakodosh Baruch Hu og melech abashan, Jews went and they fought, right? They were fighting. They went and fought. Sichon the same thing. Right, so how come? But he says, no, the niflaot happened, right, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, levado, by himself, right. We don't mention, there is no mention of war and the soldiers, etc., etc. We have to realize, Rabotai, we are, right, in the midst of biggest nisim. The Gemara says, ein ba'al hanes makir ben yiso. The person that is in the midst of a nes, he himself doesn't realize. Mamash Vot HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing its nisim v'niflaot. Right? All, you know, what happened now with Yimach Shemo and Nasrallah, etc., etc. You can't, you know, obviously it's the Israeli army. But where was this Israeli army on October 7th? Right? Where with all that unity, they had, you know, where were they? And you see, without Siyata Dishmaya, they cannot do anything. Without Siyata Dishmaya, they cannot, this mighty army cannot do anything. I mean, what happened October 7th? It's the biggest busha and cherpa. Why? Because Kochibo Otsem Yadi. We are, you know. And now we have to realize it's Oseni Flaot Levado. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. And I'm very proud of Netanyahu. Not only on Friday, Mamashin was constantly quoting Psurim. And he said, Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We are relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last night also, after he spoke about this thing, he had a message after Motzei Shabbat, and he said at the end, you know, listen to it. He said, you know, Beyachad Be'ezrat Hashem Nenatzeach. He always says that at the conclusion. He says, and when we are Achdut together, Be'ezrat Hashem Nenatzeach. This is, we have, you know, the credit goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, leosen iflaot levado. Rabbi Chanan Yaban Rashi Omer Ratzar Odesh Baruch Hu Zakot Et Yisrael Fichach Hirba Lahem Torah Mitzvot Shneimar Adonai Chafetz Lema'an Sidru Yagdil Torah VeYadir.